Thank you for downloading this episode of the Dad Podcast. You want to help support the show? Tell your friends. Get the word out. Facebook, Twitter, smoke signals. Maybe even take out a Craigslist personal. Whatever you gotta do.
Listen to me, listen to my words as they vanish. Let's go chase the sun.
Welcome to the Dad Podcast. I am your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, Paco Lancini, a.k.a. Adam Dooley. How are you, Mr. Paco?
I am celebrating.
What are you celebrating?
An evening record? I'll tell you what I'm celebrating. No, here's my adult beverage. I brought an adult beverage over here. The lovely Luna, this is going to spill when I do it.
Yeah, please don't do it on your laptop my very expensive microphones.
We'll not do that.
The lovely Luna?
Got a job.
Well. Look at that.
Woohoo. So, tomorrow, here's the celebration. Tomorrow is the last full weekday I have to spend with her.
Oh, yay for you.
Yeah, on Monday she starts her new job.
And she'll be gone 8 hours a day.
Absolutely, 8 glorious hours a day.
Yeah, the sweet maritable bliss of which you hope for, yes?
Exactly. Getting back to normal.
Is she excited about this job?
Excited and scared, but yeah.
Yeah? Is it an entirely new path, or is it same stuff but different place?
It's same stuff, different place, essentially. Okay. We got, if anyone remembers, she was laid off last November. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Laid off in November, and she was getting her sort of package checks every week, so we were okay. And then we got the balloon payment that closed it out, and she was free to get hired.
Oh.
So we've got whatever that comes in now, plus she's basically getting paid.
That's great. So it's like for a while, did she get to do like have two jobs for a while?
Almost? Well, essentially. Well, now it will start. We'll have fresh money coming in, but we'll have this little nest egg sitting
there.
Yes!
So
in any case, I've got a...
Yes!
Whiskey ginger here in honor of Drew.
You have whiskey ginger?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm going to put it on rocks here because I'm a pussy.
No, that doesn't make you a pussy. That's how you're supposed to have a whiskey ginger.
All right.
That is how Butcher Drew suggests you drink the Gentleman Jack. What kind of ginger ale are you partaking in there?
I think this is
Canada Dry.
Canada Dry.
That's a good choice.
I stole it from Luna.
Schweppes is also a good one.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
If you're a fan of the tribe.
Right, I'm not taking shots here, but I will cheers you all.
Partake.
Thank you.
I have a Four Roses bourbon whiskey and whiskey sour.
That's good. Oh, I did that good. I guessed it all. And I messed it all, but it was fine. Didn't run
how
down
much
my shirt.
How much whiskey did you put in there?
No idea.
You
I didn't measure
glug,
it.
Glug,
I just
glug.
Went. It looked like 2-3 shots, something like that. And I threw some ginger ale on
That's
top.
That's good. That's a good solid.
Yeah. So I'll be good.
You'll be fine with a whiskey ginger. That's a good solid drink.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong. Well, here's the thing. We're recording. If you're listening to this as a podcast, and you usually listen in the morning. There's a reason why we had to jump ship last minute. Thank you to Mr. Paco for being willing to be so flexible.
I don't know. We're up is up and down is
I
up
know.
And everything. It turned it around.
I was supposed to be off on Friday morning from my job. I can't go into too much details, but things are shifting at the station. I could tell you that it's not like Daddy's going to be the new face of KFI or anything.
Right.
But there is
or
rumblings.
The new voice.
Not even that. But there's rumblings and positions that are opening up and things of that nature.
Yeah.
And right now I have to fill in for somebody running the board.
Wait, did reverse cowgirl open up?
No.
Not those that
positions.
Position?
None
okay,
of these
on
are
there.
Kama Sutratic in their nature. Most
okay.
of them are more benefit oriented or 401k.
Because I'd like to see you in a reverse cowgirl.
I think I would like to see me in that too.
Okay, good.
I think I could. I don't know. I kind of slouch a little.
Well,
I don't know
if
to make that reverse cowgirl work. Is it better to arch your back? I don't got to be honest. I don't have a lot of experience with the reverse cowgirl.
I don't either, honestly.
I'm a city slicker through and through in the bedroom and elsewhere.
As sick as Luna is at looking at my face, you'd think I'd have a little more experience with it, but no.
I figure that's a nice way to easily pretend you're with someone else.
Yeah, exactly, or to keep watching your shows.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. You don't have to stop at the Joel McHale and the soup.
Have you partaken in that? A little bit of lovemaking while enjoying your favorite DVR situation?
Not with
I love that
Luna.
I say lovemaking and DVR situation. That's how it felt. I'm ambiguous about the television.
Right.
But
no,
stupid.
Not with Luna. I think years
not
ago.
Not with Luna. Well, easy. All right. Let's see. Well, she doesn't
when
listen.
I was in college. You know, okay. That kind of thing.
They had television then?
Yeah, they did.
Come on. It's worth it.
Cheers.
I changed that, by the way, and I already hate it. So
changed it to what?
Well, here's the, if you listen to it a little bit.
Oh, play it again. Yeah.
So hear how it has a... You know, I thought that it was the way that I originally recorded it, but it's not.
It's not
the way I originally recorded it. So I was re-recording it because I used it on the CD 105.9 segment I do on Wednesdays.
Oh, yeah.
And that it, he goes, oh, it kind of distorted a little. And so I thought, oh, well, I'll fix the recording. And right. I did it one morning and I didn't like it now. So now I have to go back to the old one. Luckily, I saved it.
See, that's why you said it's not worth it, or it is worth it, because you're going to play it even though you don't care for that.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to go back and fix it right this minute. But anyway, so to the listeners, that is why we are recording at night, because things are shifting around at the station. I already received a threatening Facebook post from one Jessica. She's very, very close to getting mesh pelted, is what I now call it. Yeah. You're treading on very thin ice. Archibald or whatever you're, I know your first name is Jessica.
Right, yes.
And I don't listen to a lot of what the listeners say. I don't really care for them. They kind of get in the way of what I'm trying to do here. It's kind of my opinion
of them.
They
only slow you down.
They do. But so she was like, don't let your fans down. We have to set up this weekend strong or something which is very sweet. To be all 100% like honest and a little blowhardy. I really do appreciate everybody's kindness and your interest in this show. And the biggest thing is that I appreciate your patience with me doing this job. We joke a lot about how it's part-time, and there is the possibility, it could be very far off, but there is a possibility of it being a full-time situation, and but I will do my damn... Here's the thing. I can guarantee you that I will continue to do the podcast, but I don't know that I could have the time to do it daily. Depending on what the demand is, there's two. I hate being ambiguous. I'm just not going to talk about it because it's annoying. All it means is that I guess the way to say it is that thank you guys for supporting the show. Because of the support that has happened through this show, there is a strong likelihood that I could have shifted entirely in careers and it have not been a mistake. So far.
Yeah.
Although, as hilarious as it seems, is that literally I'm doing all the shifting around while this weekend I'm going to, if I disappear, but BT Tubbs, good thing we're recording this. This weekend I'm doing a show in a wealthy man's backyard.
What?
I'm doing a stand-up show in a wealthy man's backyard.
Holy cow.
In the Sacramento area.
Oh, wow.
And it seems very Black Skulls or Skulls. What's the movie with Joshua Jackson and the secret society?
I understand.
Seems very skull-like.
Yeah.
Seems very...
There might be skullduggery going on.
I hope so. Tomfoolery is what I'm bringing. What I might receive is skullduggery. And so,
did you ever consider tomfoolery for a stage name?
Oh, I need a radio name. You can't be Justin. Good morning. Happy mornings, everybody. It's me, Tom Foolery, in the morning. Look at me go. We're going to be talking about tons of stuff this morning. Lots of stuff happening in the news. And you're going to hear it first with me, the one, the only, Tom Foolery. Hey, yo, come on now. Bow, bow, tap out. All right. Anyway.
How many was that? I saw you pushed a lot of buttons.
No, there's a thing. This is actually from Booker's old morning show, and it's actually labeled Morning Zoo, and it's about a minute of just cartoon sound effects.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
So, what did I cover the radio thing? That's the big thing I wanted to cover.
Yes, I think you did. And you ended by saying you don't want to be vague, so you'll talk about it more. I think you should wait, so it's not like,
and I don't want to be, you know, Big Brother is always listening.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
I could be on the no-fly list already.
Right.
If that was an option, I should have already been. Yes. Is the thing. But
oh, you were talking about going to
yeah, I'm
going
to go to this wealthy person's house. Yeah. So heads up, if there is no show Tuesday, means did not make it out of the wealthy person's house. Okay. That they have decided to not only be entertained by said comedian, right, but that they are also going to eat.
Yes. Well, you should either give us more details, maybe off air, about where you're going to be, or just leave a trail of breadcrumbs or something so we can come find you. Because if it turns up Tuesday morning, there's no show, and we have nothing to go on, we're just going to keep moving.
I like where you're going. My fear with that is that if I leave a trail of breadcrumbs, as you described, then I'm bringing all you into my drama.
Okay,
that's just
fair
not
enough.
My, not fair how enough. I operate.
Last thing on that topic is I didn't realize that that hiring you to perform in the backyard was an option, and Luna's just got this this mad money, so we'll be... We'll book you for the following
shucking
weekend.
Shucking and jiving for grocery money. Well, that's the thing. The thing that got me onto that subject is that as I'm trying to transition into radio and away from stand-up, I am in one show for a wealthy guy in his backyard, at which he was shocked at how low my rate was
and insisted on
paying me more.
That's hilarious.
It's probably twice my radio paycheck.
That's
so I'm very thankful and appreciative. It's going to be very hard. Much more if you've heard me complain about a part-time job, imagine me entertaining some very nice, very wealthy. I think it's now jumped up from 40 to 60. They heard daddy was coming to the backyard.
Yeah.
And they said, well, if there's going to be even the chance of playing hide and seek with an internet celebrity, 20 more people on the guest list now.
I want to go to Sacramento now.
There's going to be hand-rolled cigars. And some kind of a lobster buffet. And then daddy goes on, makes with the yuck yucks.
Yeah.
And following me is a fire dancing.
Wow.
So it is a three-act entertainment escapade.
They can light their cigars after your performance.
Oh, my gosh.
With the fire dancing.
Well, here's the thing. It's funny because they go, so if you wanted to come, like, late, he was being very polite, and I was like, it sounds like there's a lot of cool stuff going on. I'm like, well, I might come early. You know, just I would get a feel for the crowd, maybe talk to some people. Maybe I could customize the show if I know the people.
Right.
And he was like, I didn't know if he said, oh, as in like, oh, we would rather you not. Or if he was like, oh, like shocked that I would be even interested.
Right.
And it's always weird. People, you know, you get labeled as an internet celebrity and people treat you differently.
Yeah, I understand. And if they don't really get what it means.
Right.
But I understand. We all
you
understand.
Do. You see it firsthand.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've got a front row seat.
You've been out in public with me. You know what it's like. You know the burden I carry. Everything, well, good. Everything is good in the Lansinia Casa.
Yes, as good as it gets.
As good as it gets.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
Helen Hunt and Jack Nicholson are living with you right now.
I beg your pardon?
Isn't that as good as it gets?
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. I know movie references every now and then.
That's right.
I wouldn't call them incomparable.
The movie references?
Okay. No.
You have to call the parents.
Helen Hunt is incomparable.
Yeah.
Helen Hunt, celebrity crush for a long time. Now shifted over a little bit to Reese Witherspoon, but I kind of hear she's a bit of a bee, so I might have to pull back away from her.
I think Helen might be a bit of a bee as well.
No.
I think you might have a thing.
No, Helen Hunt cannot be a bitch.
Oh, bitch.
What did you think I meant?
I knew it was I just couldn't think of a...
You're just saying words.
Yeah.
That whiskey is kicking in. All right, everybody. Paco's going down. This may turn into a quickie. Daddy's going solo, everybody. Oh, Jessica's in the chat room. Well, hello.
Uh-oh.
Or I'm here doing this show for you, bitch. I hope you're happy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, good. She just showed up. That'd be funny. That's even funnier. I thought she'd been sitting there the whole time. Man is charged... Fun times when we have these stories. We've had a woman slap a grocery store manager with a VCR.
Yes.
What was another one that we had a lot of fun with? Another one of these like stupid relationship kind of things. That was the most recent one. I feel like there was at least one other. And I think it was sex toy extra credit, but it was kind of overshadowed by the Scott Beeson controversy. Here comes this one. If there's one thing that could beat it, I think it is this very headline right here. Because here's the thing. I could go into the story and carry you along, you know, leaving breadcrumbs.
Right. Yeah.
But this is just going to be a lot to follow. So I'm just going to hit you across the face with it. A man is charged with stealing cash out of what? What would top a woman slapping a grocery store with a VCR and a math teacher assigning kids to take a selfie with their parents' sex toys for extra credit? Paco.
Piggy bank.
Ooh, very good answer. No, that was a horrible answer. You're wrong. show me out of a woman's lady parts.
That's right.
Yes. any difference?
No. I was going to say that, and then I thought, what? Don't just be gross. Try and think of something real.
You need to remember who pulls these stories.
But I thought, no, because sometimes you go, it's not your job to be filthy, Baco.
That's true.
And,
no, you did
inappropriate.
I think you nailed it. So you need to be the clean one.
I censored myself.
The yen to my filthy dick-like yang. this happened last month, but we just found out about it, and it made us too intrigued, confused, and oddly aroused not to share. 38-year-old Paul Wells of Devon, England. In England, this is where they're doing this. Tried to rob a woman. He tried.
Wait. Why is it shocking that it's England?
I just feel like they're more posh.
Oh,
they invented
I see.
That
well,
word.
Some of them are.
I can't imagine. You know, it's the stupid American in me, but it's like, excuse me, miss, can I get a little, what do they call it, too? They have a different quid? Can I get a quid out of your squid, bud?
Mom?
Can I take a few pounds out of your beef curtains there, Mom? Huh, sweetie? Huh? Well, the inappropriate. He tried last month, but her money wasn't in her purse or her wallet or her pocket.
Mm-mm.
No, he tried to steal the money she was hiding inside her lady parts. Unfortunately, that's all we know. We don't know why she had the cash in there. See, this is the kind of, you know, we need some more gotcha journalism out there. we don't know how Paul knew she had the cash in there.
Right.
And we don't know how much. I feel like he didn't know. I feel like this is a stick him up. He goes, give me your money. She's like, wait, hold on.
Stick it way up.
He goes, no, hold on. Yeah. Here, stick this. Hold this stick. Not with your hands. No, he's got, you know, he's got her with the gun. He says, give me money. And she's like, no, wait. Hold on. You don't know. I want your money, bitch. Give it to me. I think over there they say the C word.
But not like that.
What?
Not in that way. They would say it to their mates.
Yeah. Give it. Oh, like friends?
Yeah. They use I think they use the C word. Someone out there can correct me. Christopher, I think.
So they wouldn't say, give me your money, you cunt. They would say, give me your money, a friend of mine cunt.
No. What I mean is that friends will say it to one another the way certain ethnicities use a word that no one else can use here.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? That sort of way.
It's more like you jerk or you bastard.
And I think they call it men to men. I don't think they ever call a woman.
See, that's what I mean. They're so posh. Why are they stealing money from vaginas?
Yes.
So I think that's, and she tries to talk him down. You know,
yeah,
she tries
sure,
to say, no,
sure
you don't want this money.
Well, sure
and
she
then
does.
She's like, what do you mean? I want all your money. She's like, what? It's in my, you know, you're what? I can't hear you. You know, I think that happens. And
right.
She's like, it's in my, you know, she does a little whistle and a point down. He's like, I don't understand what you, just give me your money. She's like, it's in my hoo-hoo. And
mm-hmm.
He's like, you're who, what? And they do the Abbott and Costello for 5 minutes. And
then, oh, my
and
God.
Then, and then she goes, no, I don't want that. I want your money. And she goes, I know, but that's where the money is, you know? And
right.
I don't know why.
She said it like William Shatner?
Yeah. That's where the money is. Bones. So I think that's what happened. He said, we do know that Paul failed in his mission and was arrested for
attempted
robbery.
That was a dramatic
robbery.
Recreation, by the way. He wasn't reading that part of it.
No, yeah. I took a little bit of license.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. He'll be in court for a plea hearing in October, and he's being held in jail until then. And I like the idea that this guy's going to go to jail, and they get to do the thing, like, what are you in for?
Right.
Stole money.
Yes.
Oh, did you get the money? No.
Right.
Why didn't you get the money? It was in her vagina.
Right. Now, here's the thing. That, you know, sometimes they pull punches when they make reports like this. You know how they can't say the name of a victim of, like, a minor. You can't release their name, that sort of thing. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
There are certain codes that that the Fourth Estate
like
lives by.
Exactly. But of life.
That was the queen it happened to.
Oh,
but
queen
don't
of England.
Yeah, but they don't put it in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think
that's where the crown jewels come from.
That's why there's so much ambiguity within this story.
Right.
You think she keeps the crown jewels in there?
I think among other things, yes.
Wow. That makes most of those Pierce Brosnan movies very different for me.
Yes. There you go.
Here's another fun story while we're on the genitalia area.
Yes.
If I were to ask you, Paco, what makes your manhood attractive?
Oh, my God.
What would you think I would be talking about?
I'm going to say the neighborhood it appears in.
No, we are not talking about masculinity. We're talking about your schlong long ding dong is what we're talking about.
What makes it attractive?
Women rate the eight factors and length. Guess what? Heads up, fellas. Length comes in sixth.
I was going to say not that high, not no. one of them.
Right, and I think it's ironic that sixth is also because everybody jokes. Yeah. About, I think, is it 6 inches average? Is that?
I think 6 inches is actually a little more than average.
So 5 inches is average.
Somewhere in between. Yeah. Five and I think it's 7/16.
What if it's so interesting? Because that makes me wonder that if we would undersell it as fellas and like average is more like 9 inches.
Yeah.
But the most, you know, like we would be like the guys who don't. Because here's the thing. Guys who have big ones, they don't talk about it. You know what I mean? It's, you know, Liam Neeson never, he's like, I don't want to talk about it. Right. But guys who have little ones would be like, oh, yeah, 5 inches. That's normal. That's absolutely you know, normal.
Yeah.
They I feel like they would be a little bit like a chihuahua. They'd be more bodacious with their barking about it.
Yes.
Most women say they don't find men's junk attractive in any way.
I was going to say, judging by Luna's reaction to it, I don't think there's anything going on there.
I do like that married man move.
Yeah.
It's interesting that if a married woman pulls out her bazoombas, you know what I mean? She gives you a little chesticle showdown.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, I'm in. Natalie has done that to me where I cannot maintain conversation. I have to avert my eyes so I could focus on the words I'm trying to say.
Yeah, the words she apparently doesn't want to hear, by the way.
Evidently, yeah, that's good. She tries to shut me up.
Drive
and even that
you off.
Does not shut it up. I am a professional, damn it. Part-time radio broadcaster, bitches. And but if I do the same thing, it doesn't even affect her. It's just, come on, put that away.
Maybe she stops. She laughs, but she doesn't stop.
But there are definitely things that make it more visually appealing than others. Doctors at Zurich, Switzerland. These Swiss, man, they got so much time on their hands.
Yeah.
No real problems. They're like, well, let's talk about what makes a Schwanz pretty.
Yeah.
See, I do accents, too.
Yeah, Becca. I see.
Bring it to the table every now and then. Recently ran a study on penile attractiveness. Which, by the way, new name of my improv group, penile attractiveness. Can I get an emotion from over here? And what woman rank eight, and had women rank eight different factors by how important they are? Here are the results. Number eight, position and shape of the urethra.
That's what makes my penis attractive.
Yeah. So that's what you really bring to the table?
Yeah, something that I have no control over
and
that none of us can ever see.
Right.
Right.
So, but yours is like, what makes an attractive urethra? Is it dead center or is it like, like a key? You know how a key lock is on the bottom middle?
Yeah.
I assume that symmetry has something to do with it in the urethra department.
I think so.
So you don't know, but you just know that is the best on yours. But you don't know why. Whiskey made you forget what you said?
No, I think you misunderstood.
You said that is the most attractive for me on your Schwanza. I'm going to keep reading.
Okay,
you're fine. You enjoy the show, my drunk friend.
No, I don't know what I said, so I don't know what I meant.
Let me go back up the tape for you.
All right, fine.
Number eight, the position and shape of the urethra, and you said that is the best on mine.
I see. I was saying in the larger sense. So that's the best on mine? Is it something I can't control?
I see. I'm sorry. I thought you were saying that's the best on mine, and it's something I can't do anything about, but that's the best.
No, I just meant that I'm completely helpless in
Yeah, you're helpless at a lot, it seems. Look,
is that on?
Gentlemen, yes, the air conditioner is absolutely on, but I will turn it on a little bit more.
Oh, I'm so hot.
Whiskey does so many things to you.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
I'm going to stay off this stuff.
It's not heroin. It's just whiskey. It's not 1919. You can enjoy whiskey and not me. He's humming while he's drinking it. This is what I also like. I wish they would have gone into more description. The appearance of the testes. I just feel like, and I don't know, maybe it's because I'm a straight guy. I just can't imagine. Like, here's the thing. The only time I've seen an attractive pair of testicles is occasionally I will see them on a dog. You know what I mean?
Right. Where you kind of look on your forehead.
Good one.
All right. On a dog.
Yeah, like you see a dog and they just look like, especially when they look like man, those are really swinging around.
Oh, I thought high and tight.
Nah, I don't think that's not my style of testes, evidently. I want to swing low, sweet chariot. All right.
Well, now I understand why you got Rocky.
Yes. Well, we had him snipped off immediately. Evidently, I was jealous. I didn't know it then.
Couldn't stand it.
Number six, here it is, length. Yes, length, only came in six. Number five, the shape of the head. Yes, question, Paco.
On
no
length.
No one can hear you raise
your
hand.
No, I understand. But on length, they don't indicate whether longer is better. They just indicate that length is a factor.
Yes. Here's what I think it is that they are, yes, they are prioritizing what is the best in attractiveness.
Yes.
What makes it appealing to a lady. So the shape of the head is number fifth on the list.
Gotcha.
And I don't know.
The head of the penis, not the head of the man.
Here's the thing. I've enjoyed an adult film every now and then.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Sometimes, you know, you see the one that looks like a pith helmet.
Yes.
That's the one that's creepy to me. I don't like that one.
Okay.
I want mine to look, I feel like it needs to be like a bullet or something. Just a tapered end, a cucumber-ish.
Okay.
I'm talking about this way more than I anticipated when
yes,
I printed the story.
I understand.
If it hasn't come clear, Daddy had a little bit of time, and by little I mean very little time to get ready for tonight's show.
Yes, you're still in your work finery.
I know. I'm wearing a button up in my own studio.
Exactly.
I've got product in my hair.
I know.
This is insane.
I'm literally taking a picture of you.
Here's one. Four, nice looking skin. And I wonder if they're the foreskin would be included in that, if gentlemen are so inclined to have. Said turtlenecked penis,
yeah.
But
I don't think it comes down to inclination.
Really, can you get acne on that? Can you?
No.
You know what I mean? Like, what makes it? I don't want to have Edward James Olmos situation down there, but I mean, I feel like it always is going to be a state of, you know, baby face level softness in that area. Am I wrong? Am I crazy?
Baby face level softness.
Everything when you drink whiskey, everything is a Nostradamus-esque quandary with you. Number three is girth.
I haven't given this much thought to how attractive a penis would be. So
that's why we talk about these
things. I understand.
They're important issues
exactly.
That we bring to light for
normally
all the other
swept
men
under a rug.
And the eight women that listen to this show. Jessica's already gone. Evidently, she had to go to Costco. Damn it. I did this episode for her. Two, this one I could get, and it's also ranked high. I think that makes sense.
Okay.
Well-groomed hair.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense. Number one, general cosmetic appearance. So number one is overall.
Right.
You bitch. I hate you. Here's all that's important, but number one, overall. In other words, does it look normal? Does it have a crazy curve? Is it circumcised or not, depending on her preference?
So basically everything. Number one is everything.
Is everything.
Thank you.
That's
a fantastic list. Shove it up your ass.
All right, let's clean it up for a little bit. Talk about this. Psychologists figured out the three reasons your office goes crazy for free food. I printed this out because I recently noticed when we went to Natalie's company party with the have I told you about the waterside fun times with my kid?
Do tell. No, I was just thinking that at the end of that one, before we clean it up, we should just ping pong back and forth.
You want to go vagina? You want to rate importance of vagina?
No, that would be good. I just want to go back and forth. How many different words for dick can we come
Let's do
up
it.
With? All right. Oh, no.
I think I could go toe-to-toe to you with wordplay.
I'm sure you can.
Not
sure
only
can.
Given the category, but given your level of intoxication.
Well, there is that.
You want me to go first?
Sure. Let's take dick off the table.
Dick is off the table.
Yes.
All right. So I go first. I'm going to go with Schwanza.
All right. Dong.
Wiener.
Hog.
Ooh, good one. Penis. Now, does that count as not penis?
You can say penis.
Well, I'm saying then penis would still be on the table if I said penis.
They'll go both.
All right.
They'll be together.
You said, so I'm going to say penis.
All right. Penis. All right. Shoot. I had something in my... oh, no.
Your pants? You want to look at it for inspiration?
Oh, Peter.
Ah, good one.
Yeah.
And a question. Did you say hog or dong?
I said both.
You said both hog and dong?
I started with dong and then I followed up with hog.
Love wand. I'm going to get into my romance novel vocabulary on this one.
Okay, John Thomas.
Ooh.
That's a British okay. one.
This is American rules, dong.
Okay, sorry. Fair enough.
No, right. That's fine. John Thomas is good.
All right.
Purple-headed warrior.
Okay. oh, no.
Have I already won?
No. I didn't know it was a contest, first of all.
Well, then why are we playing this? What do you mean it's not a contest?
I just thought there'd be more than that. Wang. Wang.
Love muscle.
I think you're just making stuff up.
I'm not making stuff up. These are all things that I've said on my honeymoon.
cock.
Ooh, good one. What's the, because the old, now I'm looking for dirty jokes that we said. This right. Oh, one eye. Dig old one eye to the optometrist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was going to say before, but opted not to. One eye trouser snake. So it's a version of that. But
you can do that. That's still a variation.
Then that's mine.
One eye trouser snake is yours. Let's see. Oh, this is a good one.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think. I think this is. I think I'm making it harder than it needs to be. So
okay,
let's go.
I think so too.
Cock and balls. Can I do that?
I think.
That's cheating?
I think. Yeah. Since cock is already. You can all say. Right. Oh well.
Sausage.
Okay. All right. Stiffy.
I'm giggling at this same weather. I don't. This might also be a cheating one, but I'm going to go with the penetrator.
Yeah, not things you've named your dick.
I don't never call mine the nick. I've never. Mine is called the Warsham Wad. That is what it
the
is.
Warsham
the
what?
Warsham Wad is what that is a God. That is a personal name okay. that has existed Fine. Within my family.
Okay,
for not generations. I wouldn't say that.
I'm going to go with boner.
Ooh, that is a good one.
Yes.
Oh, I think I might actually lose to this. Let's see. Johnson.
Prick.
Ooh, good one. I think I'm going to call out. I'm going to tap out.
Oh, wow.
I can't think of anything.
Well, I understand.
This is going to be the one, you know how sometimes we'll do the show, and then at night you go, what the fuck? Why didn't I think
I was
of that?
Just going to say that. Yeah. You're going to sit up in the middle of the night, and you're going to go, you know.
I'm going to lie awake and not sleep tonight because I'm thinking of different names for a dong. I was hoping that one would fall out, and then I would keep going. But all right. Oh, well, good on you. Congratulations.
In the chat room, they've got Johnson. They've got Lollipop.
Ooh, Schlong. I didn't think of that one.
Exactly.
Lollipop. That is a...
Schlong is the one you're going to wake up in the middle of the night.
No. That was from a mom. Oh, she's questioning Lollipop? I don't know. But I like... See, these moms are hot. I like the idea that a mom is like, Lollipop, that's what I call it. That's gross. I'm in a very gross mood.
Anyway, thank you for indulging me.
For almost 29 hours.
That was my contribution. I just want to go on record saying.
Coming up later, our talk with Scott Beeson, author of.
Now let's do vaginas. No, okay.
You want to? Here's the thing. We can move on to free food at the office.
Please, no, please, free food.
Or we can talk about what makes a vagina pretty.
I'm not at all prepared to talk about
I'm gonna
that.
Say,
oh, no.
I think I can honestly sum it up for both of us. And I'm going to go with that guys are less fickle when it comes to genitals.
Yes.
And so our 1 through 8 is going to purely be proximity.
Okay, yes. Maybe availability.
Sub, yeah, a close tied for first.
Yes.
Accessibility.
Right.
Proximity and accessibility. Yes. And then I
don't think that's not tied for first necessarily. I think first might just be everything about it.
Everything about it.
Yeah, because that was their number
all
one.
Of it.
Yeah,
all of it.
All of it.
The let's see. So we're talking about why free food at the office parties are so big, because I ate a ton of barbecue and it was mostly because it's free. I feel like whenever food is free, you have a ton of room.
Yes.
So this is they actually did a study, because guess what? Cancer's not cure, everybody, so we got to figure this out first. It goes back to our prehistoric days. There's a deep biological instinct in us to grab food when it's available, because if we don't, we might starve. It's also why we can't resist the free samples at the grocery store. I can do that. I'm not interested.
I'm not interested.
Yeah, right?
Mess.
Listen to us. We're better.
No. But and don't get the mints, and don't use the toothpicks at the restaurant.
Don't. Okay. I just realized
come out of the bathroom.
My wife and I went to Olive Garden, took the family last night for some high-class Italian food, and then they offered the Andy's Mints, and I was excited to eat them, but then kids were falling asleep, and I didn't take my Andy's Mints with me, and I love those.
But they bring those to the table?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm saying...
After I had dessert,
the schmuck. Communal mint that's by the cash register, not the gas register.
When Crank!
Sorry. Good.
The communal mints that are by the
Because they come out of the restroom with the DH because they didn't wash their hands.
The
DH is a friend of mine calls Dick Hand. They've got the DH.
Dick Hand.
Dick Hand. Yes, he used to be very upset because the guy who filled the
Dick Hand holder, that would work.
The guy who filled the what do you call it? The vending machine at his workplace had been doing it for months, whatever it was. And then one day he was in the bathroom. The guy walked out without washing his hands. He's like, that's the guy that touches everything we eat.
I just like that whiskey gives you a stutter.
The vending machine.
Right.
So we spend our entire lives learning to grab free food that other people are after. It's why we try to get as much candy as we can on Halloween or out of a pinata, and why we make sure we're first in line to get a piece of birthday cake. Who is fighting for the first? I mean, I guess on some level, I'm like, God, I hope the do we honestly think the first person is going to eat all that fucking cake, like if I don't get ahead of them?
Right. Or that there's somehow a difference between the first piece and the 10th piece. They're identical in flavor and everything else.
Cake sucks regardless, or irregardless, is what I would say if Jessica were here. It's a good bonding experience. Eating with someone builds trust, so it's a good chance to develop better relationships with your coworkers. That is a horseshit list if I ever read one.
No, but I love the idea that, I'm eating, because Luna's going to bust my chops because I'm eating too much. Or, hey, leave that alone. That's, you don't need to. No. It's like a million years old, this instinct, because, it's wired into me. Survival. I don't know when I'm going to get my next meal.
That's, how it used to be that all guys would talk about is that, I have a desire to spread my seed.
Yeah.
Now it's just fat Americans going, no, it's in me. I want to eat food with people. Right. It's just in me. I need to get at it first. It's part of being the alpha male that I am. This is interesting. They've a lot of states have legalized marijuana, if not medicinally, but recreationally as well. It's becoming this thing. And doing the work I've done for the station, I've seen a lot of these kind of pot stories, and this one jumped out at me.
You can now get high at your gay wedding.
Right?
Yeah.
The parent-kid pot talk from inside the industry. Now, this is soon after Colorado legalized recreational cannabis, Todd Mitchum's son proposed using the plant for a horticulture project at his Montessori school in Denver.
Yes.
School official said no way, despite support from dad, a regular weed user and chief executive officer, get this, of a dating app and social network for fellow enthusiasts.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that they would call? I would go bonger. You know what I mean? Like a spinoff on Tinder is what I would go.
Oh, are they trying to reach other users?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I would go Kush Friend Finder, like adult friend, but you know what I mean?
Yes.
I would do that. It was what I would name that app. What else did they? And a social media app as well. Social network. PuffPuffPass.com.
Thank you. Yes.
They didn't want to touch it. They weren't ready to touch it, said Mitchum.
Oh, dear.
I didn't notice that when I first was reading this. They didn't want to touch it. They weren't ready to touch it, said Mitchum, who is divorced. What? He's divorced? And shares custody of his kids, ages 11, 9, and 7. Mitchum, 44, has been speaking openly to his kids about cannabis since he first entered the industry a couple of years ago. He co-founded the app Hi There. Oh, that's it.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, in addition to running it.
Mara, what?
So how has legal weed changed the parenting pot conversation for him and others raising kids while working in the fast-growing business segment? My kids know everything, he said. My 11-year-old son, I guess he would talk more like my other guy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
My kids know everything, he said. My 11-year-old son is the playground educator. They know probably more about cannabis than most grown-ups who are not in the space. He uses words like in the space. This douche. We talk about the facts, man. We talk about the science, man. Mitchum doesn't fire up around his kids, but he has partaken of small amounts of inedibles. When we're all hanging out together, watching a movie or something like that, which is pretty much all the time because I'm so fucking stoned, man.
Mara, what?
He added, they're very aware of the cannabis brownies that are in the refrigerator that they're not allowed to touch. Because they put a big post-it note and says, do not eat these. For Mitchum only.
Does it say that in there?
No.
Oh, that's great.
It's also not okay for them to try pot in any other form. Not only is it illegal since they're under 21, but it's bad for their developing brains, Dad said. Like, look at me. Ask me a basic arithmetic question and watch me break out into a flop sweat, man. Has Mitchum's work and pot use changed the way he is perceived among other parents? I'd say so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As a cannabis business person, I've been all over the news, man. So the parents of my kids' friends know me, dude, he said. Some kids' parents won't let their kids hang out at my house. I was like, what? They don't say why. Other parents are fascinated by it, man. Hoping one of the single moms would be it. Like to get a little bit of those sweater muffins, if you know what I mean, man. Oh, my God. I'm so high right now.
Oh, I'm so hot.
And Cassandra Farrington, 43, is co-founder and chief executive of Marijuana Business Daily, a Denver-based industry. Well, screw your app. You got another chick right there.
Yeah.
Industry publishing and conference planning company. She's also a Girl Scout troop leader and mom to a 10-year-old girl and 8-year-old boy. Farrington and her husband do not use cannabis. What? But she acknowledged her timeline for talking to her kids about it was likely accelerated by her work. It comes up on the evening news. You drive down the street and you're passing a dispensary and there's a funny smell, she said. Bruce Barcott, 49, is a pot user for both medical and recreational purposes. He lives outside Seattle and consumes about once a month, but never around his kids, a 13-year-old son and a 16-year-old daughter. He's also the author of a new book on the future of legal marijuana in America, Weed the People, man.
There's another good one.
I had real qualms as a parent writing this book. I got to give him a different book. I had real qualms as a parent writing this book. He said, I mean, here I am, writing a book about pot, and I've got two young teenagers in my house. His pot conversation has been a running dialogue, he said. We would stop and start in little snippets, maybe on the drive to school or over dinner. My daughter especially thought it was hilarious that her father was writing a book about pot, man. It's an interesting opener. I wanted to really talk with them about marijuana in a way that came from a place of honesty and factual data and truth and not have to resort to some sort of scare tactic to keep them off pot. Pretending in a legal or illegal state that teens aren't going to encounter marijuana is not realistic, Barcott said. I told my daughter, look, it's hard enough to maintain a good GPA as it is. I mean, I barely graduated high school myself. That's not in there. Imagine trying to do that when you're drunk 3 nights a week, or if you're using pot, or you have two children. Barcott remembers the time he brought home a small cannabis plant to photograph and study for his book. It did not go unnoticed by his kids. They were like, is that a pot plant? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, really? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, what? And I was like,
Mara, what?
This... We had a great conversation. We said, look, this is a marijuana plant. It's been demonized for 75 years. This is where marijuana comes from. It's just a plant. So look at it. Smell it. Touch it. Feel it.
Dad, those are the same thing.
Shut your face. Check it out.
Still, we're in the same realm of experiencing with our senses.
Then it goes down the disposal in 5 minutes. And by disposal, I mean my gullet, bro.
Have you had the talk with...
Up top.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. That was just good times fun.
I would watch that for free. Were you going to do
it? I was, and then I bailed. I was going to...
Yeah, no. Listen, I think that... I think you earned that.
Thank you very much. I have a part-time job. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, please stop. Stop. No, it's okay. It's okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Block and tackle.
Yes, I was thinking of that one too.
Have you had to talk about the weed with your children?
No need.
No need?
Nah.
They're already
into the heroin. I don't need to worry about the weed.
They said, fuck the gate. We're going over the fence, man.
Diego had... I can't remember what the program. I can't remember what the Dare? Program was called. Dare, thank you.
I just like what whiskey does to you. You can't remember it.
Right. No, this is why I remember that. Dare. Drugs are really awesome.
That does. Dare. Good job. You're almost out of your drink there. You might want to replenish it.
No.
That's right.
Well done, Paco. You're on the board.
It was Diego who said drugs are really expensive. It was how he, but I couldn't think of the word expensive, so I just said, ah, I'll say awesome. It'll be fine.
Like you're stoned. Drugs are really awesome. my father told me, I mean, I obviously haven't talked about it.
Hey, I'm sorry. Answering your question, he took Dare.
And that handled it?
That handled it, and then some. And then somehow, poor Jad really, really wanted to do the D.A.R.E. program. They'd eliminated it by then, but he still somehow...
He really wanted to do it?
He just really wanted to get in there and hate drugs. It was so powerful for Griffin.
I feel like I'm letting Nancy Reagan down, Dad! Why did they have to take this from me?
He didn't even want to take aspirin. I mean, he's completely...
I like it. That's awesome.
He's against it. So anyway, your dad said what?
My dad said it. I know it's going to happen. He goes, my suggestion. Yeah, it's on your shirt. Don't worry about it.
No. I'm sweating through this thing.
Oh, you're sweating?
That's sweating.
I could turn this down more. We're at 67. We're going full-blown Ed Sullivan Theater.
Oh, thank God.
64 degrees is evidently as low as it'll let me go.
I'm going to start taking off clothes soon, and nobody wants that. Even on radio.
Going on. Honey, can you hear that nudity? I feel like... I don't know why, but my earbuds are musky now. Is that weird? Is it weird that they're musky now?
Oh, my God. I'm so hot.
Yeah, have another drink. Don't dribble it on yourself. So anyway, your wife is going to hate me. Please quit panting into the microphone. That's hilarious. So my dad said, I know you're gonna do it, but if you would like to try it at home and everything. But I think I had to have told these stories on the show. My experiences with weed were, I think, only like two or three times as a child.
Yeah.
Once was when I was a junior, I want to say, in high school, and we had a project that we had to build something, and I was under the understanding that marijuana made you build things, but I think it was meth. This is how I didn't. Yeah. I had Dare, but Dare isn't what sold me on the lack of drugs. What you need, I think, better than Dare is you need your kid to have a job that lets them work with somebody who is 10 years their senior, who has hopped up on every drug imaginable, and that way it's like a looking glass into the future. Because that's what I had. We had a guy that worked at the fast food fried chicken joint that I worked at. And there was one time where I was a shift manager, and I was easily 4 years younger than him. And he's running the front. And what I would do is I would be like, hey, Josh. His name was Josh. I go, hey, Josh, I need – it's hard to do this bit on an audio meeting because people are going to be like, what the fuck is going on with my phone? But I would cut out my own words while I was talking to him.
Sure.
And if I did it just right and could not – make it sound change on my face, he would literally start doing like a head slap. Like he would just come to work obliterated, man. And so I bought a $2 Red Bud joint from him and went to my friend's house. We were in theater class because we were super cool.
Yeah.
And we don't do that.
Oh, I'm so hot.
Can we talk slower?
No. I was trying to sound interested, but it came out really horny.
You're interested in horny. It's very, very in the same tone, my friend. So anyway, we go to do it, and not what you were thinking. So we're building it, and then I go, hey, I bought us this. And he goes, oh, like that. And so we start taking some hits off this joint. We both finish. I think he had a lot more than I did, actually.
Yeah.
So we finished the little set design we had to do out of foam core, and then I go, okay, well, I got to go home. And he's like, dude, you can't drive. You're stoned out of your mind. I said, oh, I know. I go, why? And this is how stupid I was. I go, just give me some bread, or isn't there? This is what I said. Give me some bread, or isn't there some, like, toothpaste I could rub on my teeth, and then I'll just knock it out? And then my friend, classic stoner, he goes, dude, you can't beat the weed, man. I'm not kidding. That's exactly how he sounded. And I was like, oh, geez. And so now I'm kind of panicking. And then I go, oh, crap. I go, my heart, like, I can feel my heart. He goes, dude, you're freaking out, man. Don't freak out, dude. Don't freak out. You're going to mess up your high, bro.
Right.
And so I was like, okay. He goes, just take deep breaths. And I was like, all right. And I go, okay. He goes, you better? I go, yeah, but now my mouth is really, like, dry. I'm thirsty. And this is what he goes, cotton mouth. So remember those gigantic plastic, like, Michael Jordan cups you would get at McDonald's that were, like, 48,000 ounces?
Yes.
I had probably four of those filled with water.
Oh, my God.
Like, I was trying to win a trip to Fiji or something.
Right.
And so I'm just chugging these back, and then I just kind of wait, and I know I'm going to be super late. My dad is away on a business trip, so it's just my mom who's at the house. So I drive home. I'm driving super slow. I felt a little bit stone still. I come walking in at like 11 o'clock, and I'm just freaked out because my mom happened to be walking down the hall.
Yeah.
And she just – and I was such a good kid that she goes, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, yeah, I'm fine. Why? Why? I'm fine. I'm fine. Like, I had to be doing
right,
that.
Right.
Although probably stone is more like, yeah. Yeah, I'm fine. Why? What? You know?
Right.
And so she didn't even know. But yeah. I thought, she knows. She totally knows.
Of course.
So I went in and went to sleep. The other time I smoked weed was the same fast food restaurant, and we did it after work one night, and then I rode my trail bike. It was like a moped, but a little bit above that I used to ride around for a bit when I was in high school. And then I think that was it until I became like a full-blown adult. And then every time I've smoked weed since then has been in San Antonio, Texas. And the last time I smoked weed was with Finesse Mitchell. Do you remember him from Saturday Night Live?
I do. I remember the name, yeah.
He was one of the black guys that was on with Keenan.
He was a black fella, wasn't he?
Yes, easy there, Jack Daniel. It's not 1824 when you were established.
There's nothing wrong with those two words.
Yeah, but when you say black guy or black fella.
Okay. Just trying to do Midwest, but it didn't work. All right.
It all sounds like Michael Caine.
Fuck you.
So we're sitting there, and we get the ride from the comedy club. We go back to the hotel, and whoever was in the car before we were was smoking a lot of weed.
Oh.
So he goes, well, what do you want to do, man? I don't want to just go to sleep. And I said, well, why don't we just go? I go, I just want to hang out. I don't want to go to a club or anything. I go, why don't we find out whoever was hotboxing in this car and buy some of their stuff, and then we could just hang out. And he goes, dude, I got weed in my room. And so I was like, great, let's go do that.
Ding,
so,
ding.
Yeah.
So that's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
So we go upstairs to his room, and we start doing it. And what I realized is there's a very
– oh, I'm so hot.
Is that there's a big difference there's a big difference between the $2 Redbud joint you get from the guy in Central California who's working at a fast food place and the former Saturday Night Live cast member who grows his own shit in Southern Florida. So we split. We had a joint and a half. And at halfway through the second joint, between three people, I was like, I think I'm good because I started to feel it.
Yeah.
But I was not smart enough to realize that it is like booze where you could keep drinking and then it keeps hitting you after you start to feel it.
Right.
And so I was just like, things were like moving super slow, man.
Right, right.
So then I got talked into going to a strip club. Have I told you this story before?
I don't think so.
You wouldn't know even if I had right now. So I go to the strip club and we're sitting there and it was just up the street from the hotel. Like you could walk to it. We go inside. As soon as we get inside, there's a guy there who recognized us from the show that we just did. So he comes up and he says, hey, can I get you guys a drink? And so Finesse says, I'll take a vodka cranberry. And I, of course, having cotton mouth, was like, I'll just take some water. And then he goes, that's good. What would you like? I go, no, I'm water. He's like,
right.
Okay. And then he walks away and Finesse punches me in the shoulder. He goes, what the fuck is your problem? And I said, what do you mean? He goes, the guy's trying to buy you a drink. I said, I'm thirsty. I just wanted water. He goes, yeah, but anybody could get water. He wanted to buy you a drink. You just made him your fucking butler, you asshole. I was like, oh shit. I didn't think of that. So then he comes back and he's talking to me. And what's happening is he's saying something and then I'll go, yeah. And I would have to TiVo.
I have no idea what that's like.
I would have to TiVo it back in my head so I could remember what he said. Because I remember he goes, I own a strip club where we're from. And he goes, it's all about the butts. And so he would be like, it's all about the butts. And I'd be like, yeah. And then I would go, oh, and I'd have to go back and go, is this, and then play back what he said and go, okay, I'm good.
Right, right.
And so then towards, we talked like that for about 5 minutes. And he's like, all right. And then he leans in and he's like, to me, he says, oh, yeah. To which I go, right. And then he turns and walks away. And I went, oh, shit, what did I say? What happened?
Yeah,
you know? So I TiVo'd back in my head, and this is exactly what happened. He leaned and goes, listen, I'm not trying to call you out or anything, but I could totally tell you're high as fuck right now.
That's funny.
To which I responded, like laughing.
That's so funny.
So then I lost Finesse. He was he was gone. He was gone, I think, getting a lap dance or something.
Sure.
Some stripper comes up to me and wants to talk to me about the bazoomas of a cocktail waitress that's there. And I'm like, listen, this isn't my scene, you know, so I just kind of left and walked. And then now I'm super paranoid, but I'm craving Skittles like crazy.
Yeah.
Or no, M&M's. I was craving M&M's.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to the hotel. I immediately go into the gift shop where they have candy and hoping I can get some M&Ms. I go inside. They do not have M&Ms. And I'm like, damn it. But my stone mind said, you know what the next – what the way you can make your own M&Ms is Skittles and a Kit Kat. Put your hands together. So I went up to the room, and I'm putting a handful of Skittles in my mouth and biting into a Kit Kat.
That's disgusting.
It was delicious. You shut your mouth. No. Don't knock it till you tried it, my friend. So I was doing that, and then I thought, oh, this will be great. You know what I should do is I should record myself high, and then I could play it back so I could see what I look like. I went into the bathroom and took pictures of myself with my phone. This is before selfies were a thing. I'm a pioneer in my field. Then I sat down and used the photo booth thing at the computer, and I just talked into the computer, right? Well, then the phone rings in my room, and so I go, oh, crap. And so I pick it up. And I go, hello, and it's Finesse. He goes, dude, where the hell are you? I'm like, I'm in my room. Now, even I'm high, and I go, you called me in my room. What kind of a question is where the hell? I didn't think of it while I was high, but you know what I mean? Like, so he goes, well, you just walk back? And he goes, yeah. I go, yeah. He goes, well, how do you get there? And I said, you just walk out of the club, and then you turn left, and you just keep walking down the street until you'll see the hotel on our left. It's on. You can't miss it. He goes, yeah. You sure? Like, it's how far is it? I go, it's not that far. And I was genuinely concerned. He was like, okay, I'll give it a shot. I said, you want me to come and meet you? And he goes, man, fuck you. And he And so then I sat there on the bed for what probably was at least 5 minutes and then went, oh, the computer.
That's funny.
So I went back to the computer. So I stop. I go to sleep. I wake up the next morning and I'm like, oh, I'll enjoy my stoned video. For whatever reason, the sound was not turned on. So it's just a silent movie of me moving my lips while stoned with probably a 5 minute clip of just the wall because I'm gone sitting by the bed and the phone forever. And then you see me run into the frame and say something and laugh and then turn it off. That's all it is.
Do you still have that?
I would gladly post it on the Facebook page, but I deleted it shortly afterwards.
Oh, no.
I may still have the photo somewhere of me in the bathroom taking pictures of myself high.
If there's even one of those remaining, I think we'd all like to see.
Yeah, that would be a good time. So, yeah, those are my stoned stories. Did you ever partake in the marijuana?
I have once or twice.
What?
Mara, what?
Oh. He loves this stuff, Drew. Every moment that he gets, he tries. I like that I just told a 5 minute plus story, but the minute I hit a soundbite, you're like, oh, I gotta get this in my mouth.
Okay. My mother was a little bit of a pot smoker.
What?
Yeah. And she used to keep them in the toothpick jar. Speaking of, maybe that's why I don't want anyone to have a toothpick. No, that doesn't make sense. Anyway.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you've never said you don't want anybody to have a toothpick.
No, before I was saying mints and toothpicks, you should avoid them.
Oh, I see. I didn't catch the toothpick.
And so she had the attitude of, if you want to do it, this is where you do it. You know, don't worry about doing
it. Do it at home.
Never did it at home. But I didn't really do it much at all. I was really like kind of a Richie Cunningham during high school and even a little bit in college. I didn't get up to too much shenanigans. Thank you. But it was as an adult, so I don't have sort of teenage. I don't suppose that strip club was a teenage story either. But
No. I was 30.
Right. But I will say, thank you. I will say I was probably ooh, let's see how to carry that one, whatever. Maybe I was.
When he's drunk, talking is like letting out the energy in his life balloon. Like you just go.
Yes, I think I may have been is something in the neighborhood of 30, 35, something like that.
Right on.
When this story takes place, it's not the first time I ever did it, but I had gotten a little bit, a couple of somethings or maybe a joint or something from somebody. I don't remember who. They just sort of, hey, you want some? And I go, yeah, sure. So, but it had been many, many years since I'd had any. And it's kind of like your Finesse story is like, you know, I'd been smoking, you know, grass clippings in the past. Yeah. And so this was like, I swear it was like a rhino tranquilizer or something. So it was like, I've got kids, but they're in school. They're in daycare, whatever it is. It's like 9:30 in the morning. I'm like, they're not back until 3:00. Right? And then, oh, no, I think it was a daycare thing. So they might not have been back until like 5 or something. I had a very late pickup. I was like, I'm in the clear. And I smoked. I'm just alone, I think. I can't remember. There may have been somebody
great
with
story.
Me. Well, the point of the story is, when it came time to get them, I was fucked up, out of my mind. And I'm like, I don't think I can drive a car, but more importantly, I don't think I can stand in front of these women who see me every day and go, okay, well, I'll just sign your sheet and I'll take my kids with me and I'll get, I was completely certain that the SWAT team would swing in because it had been so long and the stuff was just so overwhelming. And I had to go get Luna because we had one car. So I had to drive to her. I had to go, you're going to have to leave work. Because I smoked a joint 6 hours ago, and I cannot be responsible for our children. Oh, she was mad at me.
I like the stone logic of you can operate a moving vehicle, but you cannot take care of toddlers.
What I didn't want to do was have to face the people who were releasing the kids to me, because I was certain that they would know that there was something terrible. Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Now, in your sober mind, do you think you would have been just fine, or you think it was a smart decision?
Here's the thing. I only have my augmented mind to go by, because that's the...
You've never been sober since?
No, what I mean is that... I analyzed the situation with a brain that was not working properly, and I have to take it that as my only analysis of the thing. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so hot.
Oh, good times.
I'm so sorry, people. Anyway, so I think that was almost the last time I ever did it.
But great story, compelling and rich.
Same person gave me a pot lollipop for my 50th birthday, and you know what? It was a delicious lollipop, but I never really felt.
I've had that happen with it. I've had a brownie and it didn't do any good. I like to smoke weed when I'm on the road because I can't sleep, and so that I tried a pot brownie for that reason. And they were like, "Don't eat the whole thing, bro." And I was like, "Screw that! I ate the whole thing. Right. Nothing, not a thing."
Right.
All right. Well, we'll. We got to do moment of the week too.
We'll do this.
Yeah, we'll do this story. Google. You okay? So your first
yeah, I'm
day?
All right. I'm all right.
Google Street View bus husband. A man was caught out by his wife after she found an image of him on Google Street View having a sneaky cigarette in their driveway. Donald Riding, 58, from Merseyside, UK, had told his wife that they were having so much more fun in England than we are.
They really are.
He kicked the habit after his doctor advised him to improve his lifestyle, including his dietary habits, after he had a heart attack. His wife, Julie Riding, thought something was up after he stormed out of the house when she confronted him over a stash of empty cookie wrappers in his car.
So wait, he was having
suburban life is so great.
He was having a real cigarette or a funny cigarette?
Funny, no. This is just a transition.
Because I thought the cookie wrappers were a giveaway.
That's the thing. No, I think he was just still eating junk food.
Had the munchies.
Yeah, man. Hearing that the Street View car had been to her house that week. Wow, this is diabolical. Julie went online and found an image of him smoking in the drive. According to her, camera had pictured her husband before Google started blurring out faces. I couldn't believe
it. Like that would have fooled her.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. There was no denying it now. We'd seen him smoking. She told the Telegraph. When Street View first launched, they didn't blur out faces, but there was no need with him. He was covered by a cloud of smoke anyway. Even though it's hard doing voices, and I'm sorry that I made fun of you. Oh. Even though the incriminating picture had been replaced by a more up-to-date version.
I like your Michael Caine.
I know, right? Yeah. Riding could still... My kings of New England. Princes of New York. Whatever it is. Riding could still be seen in the archives of Google Map images. You can't believe the trouble he caused that day. She said. He still smokes, but he still has cut down. But he has cut down.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why. I found that story because I thought it was just funny, the idea of it's not real problems.
No.
You know what I mean? But I like that a couple's fighting and, like, resorting to technology.
Right.
It seems like such
and
a...
It sounds like she
it
stormed...
It seems like an episode of I Love Lucy set in 2057.
It seems like she stormed inside and jumped onto Google. I mean, I'm like...
Isn't that great?
It never, ever occurred to me.
And she's 58.
Double check.
I mean, they're so tech savvy and they're late. This is going to sound really insulting, but in their late 50s and they're British?
Yes.
That's, come on.
And you know what? She keeps the computer, the mouse pad, the mouse, in her vagina.
For him to steal later?
Well, no, that's just where she keeps it. Because apparently they don't have purses.
It's going to go in my pocket!
My flesh pocket!
My flesh pocket! Where your paw puts his crank! All right.
Who's old John Thomas?
You made them. Oh. You love them. And sometimes you want to choke the living shit out of them. But occasionally, they give you that one sweet moment. This is that moment. Moment of the Week, brought to you by Stitcher, the free app that handles all your podcasting needs without having to sync to your computer. Stream all your favorite podcasts right to your Droid, BlackBerry, or iPhone. Just go to thedadpodcast.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the left-hand side. It's free, people, and they give us money if you do it. All right, my friend, you want to go first, as per usual?
I do. I do. Oh, I'm so hot. Okay.
Every time I... sorry.
That's right.
All right. All right, so I was with Luna and a friend of ours. We were having a lunch today. Mm-hmm. This is hot off the presses. It's still warm.
This moment of the week.
And so we're in, North Hollywood. We're 15 or 20 minutes away at a restaurant. And, you know, food has just come to the table. And we're just tucking in, as they say. We're tucking in to the meal. And my phone vibrates. Okay.
That's all, folks.
I've got a text from Diego, who's at home alone. Uh-huh. And the text says, "You better move your car. You're going to get a ticket."
Ooh.
Because on our side of the street, on a Thursday, that's the street cleaning. So I'm 20 minutes away, so I double check to make sure there isn't a meter maid right there. You know, I check with him and go, is the ink drying on the thing right now? He goes, no, there's nobody here right now. But it's after 12, and somebody knocked on the door and warned. I said, all right. I said,
Could I please take my prizes and have Diego home now? I'm not feeling too well.
Did I imagine that?
What?
What the hell?
What's up?
I don't know.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Okay.
That really confused me. Anyway, here's the thing. I said, go see if Justin is home. Look for his car. If he's not there, maybe do us a favor, move the car. Or maybe Ed's around, and neither you nor Ed were around.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, this is going to be...
I wet myself.
I see. You're doing Porky Pig.
What?
Fucker.
I mean, I'm not so stupid.
I then got a text from him a few minutes later. It said, don't worry. I moved the car.
Whoa!
So my 17-year-old unlicensed child got in my car and pulled it in the driveway.
Nice!
So
that was very exciting.
If pardon me, but me, I have my jackpot.
Anyway, so I wrote him back. I said, you're my hero.
That's awesome.
I was very, very excited.
Diego swoops in to save the day.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. And you, what have you been up to?
Let's see. Mine have been, it's been a lot of fun with the boys. Here's the thing. I don't like it when I keep saying this, especially when I'm being more serious than I am joking about with the working and the having of the children and the things of this nature. I don't know why I'm talking like I do voices now all the time.
You mock me.
It makes you kind of, when you come home and you're not here all the time, it kind of makes you enjoy those times a lot more. And so mine isn't really like a big deal.
Yeah.
But it was kind of fun where I came home and I literally just sat on the couch with the boys, and Jack wanted to cuddle up with me while we watched a little bit of Sharknado 3. Oh, hell no. And it was great because we did the teeth brushing and the things of that nature. And we were sitting on the couch watching the tornado sharks, and I was very much enjoying it. I was like, ha ha ha. And Maria was like, oh, you guy. So I was sitting there, and while Natalie was putting Jack down, Jacob was, the other moment that I had with Jacob was just cute, where he came and he was like, he came to give me a hug, and I go, no, I'm not done. And so when he would leave, I'd grab him, and then I finally just wrestled him and just set him on top of me. And I'd forgotten, since he's now six, almost seven, that it had been a while since he had just kind of like, I'd laid with him almost like he was when the baby, but now he's almost like half my size. And so I was just kind of getting to cuddle with him and hug him or whatever. And I do the thing where I pick up his arm and then I play his ribs like a guitar, like, and it tickles him and it makes him scream and stuff. And it's good times. And it was just fun. It was fun watching a stupid, silly movie. And and the other thing that was along the same vein is, are you familiar with Falling Skies on TNT?
Oh yeah, sure.
Or is it TBS? It might be TBS. I think it's TNT. TNT. Yeah, I think I'm right. Yeah.
We watched it for a while, but we trailed off.
So they just started their new season because it's a summer show, and Jacob likes it. Well, now Jack really likes it, but the aliens have gotten a lot more intense because the special effects have gotten better now that they've got more money because it's kind of a hit show. And it was funny because they were like, Jack was like, oh, that alien's scary. And now Jack is in love with it.
Yeah.
And he wants Natalie to watch it, so he makes her sit down and watch it.
Yeah.
She's like, what is this crap? Because... like somebody got stabbed in the eye or something. And they're like, oh, like the kids think it's funny and go, I can't believe it. But mom is like, this is horrible. Like, what is your father watching with you and stuff? So it was just a cute little moment where we watched these stupid, cheesy sci-fi shows and Sharknado 3 with my kids.
That's
so
awesome.
That was it.
That's awesome.
All right, well, that was our show. Send us an email to show@thedadpodcast.com. Heads up, don't forget to join our fan page, which is different from our Facebook page, which I think is awesome and hilarious at the same time. But you could join the Facebook fan page at facebook.com/dadpodcast. You could join the fan page community.
Yes.
It's Staying Frosty with the Dad Podcast, if you would so be inclined. And I think you should so be inclined, because you will find a lot of... It's a really cool thing that I don't think I have identified, and maybe it doesn't need to be, but I think it's a really nice thing that, because of the show, that these people have found like-minded people with a similar sense of humor and kind of made internet buddies. And I only wish that we could... I will try to achieve some level of fame that I can, instead of buying like a Playboy mansion...
Yeah.
I will buy some kind of a grotto or polygamous-esque cul-de-sac that we can all go all commune and shit on. Yeah. It would be outstanding. And then Jessica can give me shit to my face.
Right.
Can't wait.
Right.
But I really do think it's cool, and you guys should definitely go check it out if you're not already, because I stay away because I figure that's where the kids will play.
Like, I understand.
That's them going in their rooms, but... Evidently, Butcher Drew has... I didn't have time to go through it.
Yeah.
But there is nothing short of, if I do the math correctly, 170 seconds of him telling me some kind of story on our voicemail.
Oh,
or telling
gosh.
All of us, I should say. So we might have to translate that into a live phone call of some kind.
Oh, okay.
Because there's no way that you can stop and go and not have questions if he's going to tell me a minute or whatever.
Story
I don't know
long.
How many minutes that is. I'm going to go 18. It's just the math I'm going with in my head.
I think that's,
least.
Yeah, no, that's good.
That sounds
I think
solid.
It might be conservative.
Okay, yeah. So 20, 25-minute long voicemail, which I pay 3 cents. No, I'm kidding. I don't pay for that. But anyway, so check all that stuff out and tell three people about the show. Justin is married. Booker is single. There's a new episode available now. We're going to take a week off because I have to work. That's why we're recording this on Thursday night instead of our Friday morning. I would say that we're going to be back on Tuesday at 7 a.m., but I honestly do not think that will happen.
I'm not going to believe a word comes out of your mouth.
So here's what I will say. It will either be Tuesday at 7 a.m. or Tuesday night at 7 p.m., depending on Paco's availability. But it will not be at 10 a.m. because I will be working at 10 a.m. for the next week or so. And I don't know that I will be able to get back to the quickies. So if you enjoy those, I am sorry that I'm not getting to them. If you haven't enjoyed them, now's a good time to go back and enjoy them.
To continue not enjoying them.
Or business as usual.
You've listened to them but didn't enjoy them.
No, I
that's
not
another
that.
Category.
If you listened to them and didn't enjoy them, then you don't care if they're there or not.
Exactly.
So win-win for everyone.
Yes, another satisfied customer.
All right, now Paco is going to tell us about our fantastic Amazon banner.
Hey, Brody.
Yeah, man.
I had to tell you about something, man.
Yeah?
Are you listening?
I'm listening to you, bro.
Okay, you heard of the internet, right?
I think so.
Yeah, it's
that's
like-
where I go to see porn, right?
Yeah, yeah, and where you, yeah, that's right.
Okay, bro.
All right, stay with me, because this is going to get a little bit more complicated.
You're getting very heavy on me, man. Are you okay?
Well, it's a very serious situation because I always thought I couldn't make a difference. But I found a way to make a difference.
Really, bro?
More than just whacking it to the internet.
No way.
Yeah, there's other things you can do.
There's things that we could do besides validating the self-esteem of wannabe college co-eds? Or perhaps the occasional MILF who is stuck alone because her husband is too busy taking care of her and their family?
Precisely.
What?
Yeah.
How can I do this too? I feel empty inside and without purpose.
What you have to do is you have to go to a website called the Dad Podcast.
Never heard of it, bro.
Oh, man. You and so many people.
How dare you?
All right. So here's what you're going to do when you're on that website. You're going to scroll down. Scrolling is like, it's like you're swimming. But you're not in the water. And you scroll down to the bottom and there's a banner. It's like a hallelujah banner, but it says Amazon instead of hallelujah.
Like those chicks that Wonder Woman came from?
Exactly.
Sweet.
Yeah. And why is everything with you? It's always about the chicks, man.
I like chicks, bro.
All right, but here's your angle then. You click on the Amazon banner and it's going to take you to a website called Amazon. And when you're there, you can look for women who are wearing clothes because they're selling clothes and there's lots of pictures of that. I'm pretty sure you can see lots of pictures of hot women in different items that they're selling. And you can buy something. And here's the part where you're going to make a difference is that when you buy something there, it's going to some money, not your money.
Not my money?
No, somebody else's money.
Like Amazon's money?
Precisely.
Whoa.
It's going to go to these fellas who are stuck in a little room somewhere.
So if I'm catching what you're putting down,
yeah,
I could buy stuff on Amazon.
Yeah.
And then it helps these two assholes in the suburbs with no real problems but just complain and bitch and moan?
Yeah, man.
That sounds awesome, bro.
Everyone should do it.
Yeah. Hey, my mom said that I would have a horrible summer if I moved in with Michael Caine. And I'm here to tell you that she was wrong, bro. Mr. Caine, you are the coolest person I've ever met in my entire life.
Thank you very much.
On behalf of my dear friend Paco Lanzini, a.k.a. Adam Dooley, this is Justin Worsham saying, hug your kids, hump your loved ones, and stay frosty, everybody. Thanks for listening.